this morning's scripture before the lesson will be from Ephesians 4, chapter 13, verse 13 through 15. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
This indeed is a great day. We've enjoyed being together. I've been having a really good time already seeing people that I haven't seen in a while. It's good to see Judy Hogue back up and about and in the assembly today. We're glad to see you here. We thank each of you for coming. If you're visiting with us, please stay around and let us get to know you better. And we'd like to maybe even meet you. But let's see what we can do about that. This passage is of importance because it's kind of a parallel passage to what we studied in Bible class this morning in the third chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. Many years ago, I was visiting with a preacher. I believe it was in Corpus Christi. That's how many years ago it was. They just had a hurricane. And he was showing me the damage around the various places. And he took me into a wing of the classrooms in the church building. And he said, all of this is going to be torn down. I said, why? I mean, the art was still on the walls, everything. He said, well, that's what we asked the insurance people. And they took me into one of the classrooms and showed me that there was a curtain on a window. And somehow that curtain was still attached to the curtain rod, but it went up and into the wall. And he says, you can find it hanging outside there on the building. Somehow that building came apart and went back together. He said, they won't even let us do anything in here except get our stuff out of it. A couple of weeks ago, Patsy and I went to the memorial in Oklahoma City where the Moore building, federal building, was blown up. We are living in desperate times, aren't we, where people shoot people they don't know and blow up buildings that have children in them. What a world. But the memorial there is really beautiful, and it was quite interesting. But one of the things that was especially interesting to me was that after the bomb went off, more than half of the building was gone, but the rest of the building was still sort of sitting there. One room had devastation everywhere, but there was a little cabinet in the corner that had a Mr. Coffee sitting there, and there was still coffee in the pot and cups sitting beside it. But they tore all of that down. They tore down other buildings around it that were too damaged to keep, but the building right behind it, they made it into a museum. They had to completely overhaul it, remodel it, but they kept it. You know, the reason they kept that building and they didn't try to fix the building that half of it was missing? In one of the films where they were working on it, they were lowering the workers that were looking for people on cables. They were swinging in there like Tarzan, you know, and they had straps to everything, and they, as they were working on all of that. And the man in charge says, you see, this building is only being held together with friction. It's all broken. It's just piled up in that way. One wrong move, it'll all come down. There's no fixing it. In this passage we just read, Paul is saying there's a definite goal for Christians. And that's to live in the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of Christ. It's absolutely essential. Let's look at verse 13 again. Until we all attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The goal is more than a goal, it's an absolute necessity. If we're going to succeed, we have to do it together. If we're going to be the church, we have to strive with all of our... Earlier, he said that we should work to be worthy of the gospel. And here he tells us that our goal is to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son to mature manhood. He says, once upon a time, we were all children and we didn't understand this and we didn't practice it. I had a brother, I won't tell you which, I still have him, and he may listen to this tape. He used to eat his piece of pie and then hide another one. It was my goal every time he did that to find his piece of pie and eat it. There was not a lot of unity among us because we were children. Now he can have my pie if he wants it. I don't think he's grown up yet. We were all once children. We all once looked out for number one. We all wanted our own way. There was a time when we wanted to win more than we wanted to be right. But Paul says that's not allowed anymore. When we attain this unity of the faith, it's because we have bought in on one Lord, one faith, one baptism. When we're united in the unity of the faith, it's because we are also united to Christ and we know Him. And when we do that, we become mature, grown up. Many people are still children. He tells us a little later in this passage that when we're children, we are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. You see, children will believe anything, especially if it's to their own best interest. He knows if you've been sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So at least around the 1st of November, we start being good because we see this could work out to our advantage. Children will believe anything and they can be fooled by anybody. But Paul is telling this church at Corinth and this church at Ephesus. And he also told the church at Colossae and whoever wrote the book of Hebrews wrote to all of those congregations. And they all said the same thing. We need to grow up. We need to be mature. We learn to discern truth by hearing truth. We learn to think correctly by thinking correctly. I've been told the people that work for the Treasury Department that are experts in counterfeit money don't look at a lot of counterfeit money. But they know what real money looks like. They know what it smells like, what it feels like, what it looks like under a microscope, what it looks like when it's held up to the light. And when they see the fake stuff, they know it. There is no way we will ever keep up with all the lies. There's no way we will ever know all of the false teachings. There's no way we will ever become experts on every ridiculous idea that comes up. But we can know Christ, and we can know His Word. And we can grow up so that when we hear something that is a wind of doctrine that will throw us this way and that way, we know, that's not true. Verse 15 says, when we do this, some things happen that are really to our advantage. He says, when we do this, we grow up. When we do this, we grow strong. When we do this, we grow in Christ. Our connection to Christ is stronger. And when we do this, we grow together. Verse 18 tells us the immature are ignorant. They don't know. But you do, or at least should. He said the immature are hard-headed. They want their way more than anything else. But that's not you, or it shouldn't be. The immature are greedy. They hide the last piece of pie because they want to win. But that's not you, or it shouldn't be. That's why when he tells us that until we all attain the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, we don't have the maturity, the full grown, the strong in Christ, the connected to Christ, and the unity that we must have if we're going to survive. You know that the only hope for our country is God. And right beside that is we have to get together. You know that. You know that if we divide up again and again, we become weaker and weaker. You know that. Don't you know it's the same way in the kingdom of God? He saves us individually, but he puts us in his family. He puts us in the church. And when he does that, he intends for us to grow up together, to grow up strong, to grow up mature. I don't know what test is coming for us, but you can be sure it's coming. I don't know what test is coming for you, but you can be sure the test is coming. I don't know what storms are ahead for us, but you can be sure they're coming. And it's a little late then to find enough plywood to hold it together. The test is now, is do we believe what God says? If you've not been mature, you've not been part of making the church stronger, this is the time to correct that. If you've been greedy, it's time to be generous. If you've been proud, it's time to be humble. If you've been self-seeking, it's time to seek God. If you've been part of the problem, it's time to become part of the solution. He says, until we all attain the unity of the faith, the unity of Christ, the maturity that we need. Won't you come to Jesus while we stand and sing?